It's 3 p.m. Christmas Day on Kiss FM. And with a special edition of Malcolm's Christmas Problems, here's Malcolm!
Hello, sweethearts, and welcome to the special Christmas edition of Malcolm's Problems. Oh, I'm so glad I'm working Christmas Day, because you know yourself how boring it can be, picking up the turkey, pulling the crackers all day long, and watching the same old repeats on the telly. At least Malcolm's Problems isn't a repeat. At least Malcolm's Problems isn't a repeat. At least Malcolm's Problems isn't a repeat. Oh, it's just my little joke. Now, people still have problems even on Christmas Day, so let's hear from you. Call me now because Malcolm's waiting for your call. My first call is on the telephone. Hello, and who's calling Malcolm's Problems?
Oh, hello, Dr. Ruth. This is, hold on till I check. Nancy, what's my name?
Ronald, dear.
Oh, yeah. It's Ronald here.
How dare you get me mixed up with that little tart, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies, Falcon.
Anyway, what's your problem?
Well, what is my problem? Oh, yeah. I get so absent-minded that sometimes I
don't know what your problem is, sweetheart, but you'd make a wonderful American president. Oh, you're listening to Malcolm's Christmas Problems on Kiss FM, the real FM. Hello, and who's calling Malcolm's Problems?
Hello, Malcolm. This is Bridget here, calling from Lurgan. My son Owen actually works with you up there. Listen, I've just been on the telephone the past 2 hours to my sister Molly in Australia, just wishing her a happy new year and a happy Christmas and all that. But listen, that's not what I called you about. I'm awful upset. My best friend Doris was around to ask my husband Joe and I to a local dance and boxing night. Malcolm, she said all the wives have to wear something the same color as their husband's hair. The problem is, my husband, Joe, is completely bald, so it probably means I'll have to attend the dance stark naked. I'm awful upset, Malcolm. What should I do?
Oh, don't be a silly biddy, Bridget. Even if your husband is bald-headed, surely he must have a lovely, smooth, pink head, so you can wear a beautiful pink dress. And listen, if you've got any problem trying to get a pink dress, give us a call and I'll see if I can sort you out. But listen, don't go buying him a toupee or anything, because toupees really fool people, but only those who wear them. I'll tell you what, Bridget. In future, tell your hubby Joe to take a regular look at your telephone bill. No doubt he'll find it absolutely hair-raising. It's Christmas Day on Malcolm's Problems, and most of you already eating your turkeys. But for myself and Willie, we still have to catch ours yet. It's running havoc around the building, and it's getting on my bloomin' nerves. Have you caught him yet, Willie?
Ach, aye, I've got a hold of him now, Malcolm, but he won't keep still. I think the bird is trying to tell us that he's a parrot and not a turkey.
Oh, give me the stupid bird. You hold him down and I'll start to stuff him, all right.
Ach, will you hold on, Malcolm? You're stuffing the poor bird at the wrong end. That's his beak.
Oh, that's the idea, Willie. I want to shut him up first. I think at this end, or should I say at this point, we'll take some more music and then some more of your calls. You're listening to Malcolm's Christmas Problems here on Kiss FM. Hello, and who's calling Malcolm's Problems?
Hello, Malcolm. How's it going? How are you doing?
Ooh, I don't like the sound of his voice. Next. Well, when you get your breath back, sweetheart, give us another call. There must be a lot of hills where he lives. Okay, let's take our next call. Hello, and who's calling Malcolm's Problems?
Yes. Is that Malcolm?
Yes, this is your favorite megastar, Malcolm.
Favorite megastar, me arse. I'm just phoning you to complain about you and your Willie and the terrible, despicable cruelty on that poor turkey of yours. Do you realize it's a crime to stuff a turkey when it's still alive? I'll tell you what, I own a farm full of animals and birds, and I always treat them with total respect. Malcolm, do you know anything about these poor creatures? I bet you don't even know how many toes a pig has.
I tell you what, sweetheart, why don't you take off your shoes and tell us? And a happy Christmas to you. It's Christmas Day on Kiss FM, the real FM. Now, sweethearts, I didn't want to tell you earlier about our special guests on our Christmas edition of Malcolm's Problems, because I wanted to keep it as a surprise. Joining me in the studio is Santa Claus and Rudolph, my special guests. Hi, fellas.
Hello, Malcolm.
How are you, Malcolm?
Well, you must be absolutely exhausted, the both of you, around the world delivering all the presents to all the little boys and girls.
Yeah, bloody knackered.
Now, Rudolph, mind your language. We don't want all the little boys and girls to hear you swear.
Yeah, boss. If you ask a silly question, you'll get a silly answer.
Oh, by the way, Santa,
Thanks so much for the manicure set for Christmas.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. It was a pleasure, Malcolm. You certainly do a good job with your makeup.
Can we out of that, boss? Merciful hour, he's got that much makeup on. We have to give him a chisel for next Christmas.
Oh, I've had enough of you, you red-nosed, four-legged Rudolph.
No, children. Stop all this bickering. After all, it is the season of goodwill. Peace and goodwill. Do please forgive Rudolph, Malcolm. He did have a rough childhood. The poor little fellow lived in a bad neighborhood, you see. So bad, before he'd go to school, his mummy used to give him a pound note for the local mugger.
Tell me, Santa, before you go, is it true that you've got no children?
Yeah, that's right, Malcolm. He only comes once a year, and that's down the bloody chimney.
Oh, I've had enough of you. Come on, out! Out! Out of my studio! Go on, mush, mush, mush!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I've just enough time to solve one more Christmas problem before I leave Kiss FM forever. Hello, and who's calling Malcolm's Problems?
Hello, Malcolm, lovey. At last I get to speak to my favorite star, Radio. I'd love for you and I to meet sometime, precious. I'd bet you wouldn't go out on a date with me in a million years.
Oh, yes, I would.
You mean you, Malcolm, my idol, go out with moi?
Sure, sweetheart. Call me in a million years. Oh, I do love playing hard to get. Okay, sweethearts, that's it. I'll dismount from my perch before the Christmas tree disappears. Oh, I'd better go before I get rude. Now listen, the parrot's still here, and Willie, and I've let Santa and Rudolph back into the studio. And we're going to sing out the program to the tune of the Hokey Cokey. Is everybody ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Put your left leg in, your left leg out. In, out, shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Put your right leg in, your right leg out. In, out, shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, oh, hokey pokey pokey.
Put your left arm in, your left arm out. In, out, shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around. And that's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey pokey. Hokey pokey pokey.
Hokey pokey pokey. Knees bent, arms stretched, rah, rah, rah. Your right arm in, your right arm out. In, out, shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny house. When all of the other reindeers... Ah, Jamie, I've had enough of this. I want a race, Santa.
In, out, shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
All together now. Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Knees bent, arms straight, rah, rah, rah.
Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Oh, hokey pokey pokey. Knees bent, arms straight, rah, rah, rah.
That's it. Merry Christmas. Love you. Bye.